A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Proverbs 13:22. Hi, I'm Rob West. That verse teaches that a life of faithful stewardship will enable you to leave something of great value to your heirs. How you do it can impact future generations. Gene McMains joins us today to talk about the intentional inheritance. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, our guest Gene McMains is Executive Vice President of Offerings and Marketing at the National Christian Foundation, a great partner of ours here at Faith and Finance for a long, long time. It's Gene's passion to help families leave a faithful legacy for future generations. Gene, what a treat to have you back.
Thank you, Rob. It is always a pleasure to explore this topic with you.
Gene, as you know, you have an incredible article in the latest issue of our magazine, Faithful Steward, called Intentional Inheritance, Crafting a Faithful Legacy for Future Generations. And I was so delighted for our readers to be able to take this in, because I think this is such an important topic that just impacts so many of our listeners. I'd love for you to start by just describing what we mean by an intentional inheritance.
Well, Rob, some of the most significant and lasting stewardship decisions we make are concerning this inheritance we're going to leave behind for our loved ones for generations to come. Yeah. And so leaving a meaningful legacy goes way beyond the mere transfer of financial resources. Hmm. It's going to encompass the how we do this with prayerful intentionality. So the inheritances will actually build values and faith and Christ-centered purpose that's foundational for wise stewardship.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to transfer wisdom before wealth. We want to leave a legacy of righteousness. And I love this idea that their values and our faith needs to go first, even before the financial inheritance, or it could actually create some challenges. And we'll certainly get into that. But Gene, how do we begin that process you just described?
Oh, it's so critical to start with introspection. Asking ourselves, what role does wealth play in our lives? And Rob, when I'm talking about wealth, right, it's all of the resources that are entrusted to our care, no matter the size. It's a stewardship entrustment that the Lord gives to us. And so the question really needs to start with our own view of our financial resources, not as an end of themselves, but as a means to help us pursue God's purposes in and through us.
Mm. Yeah. And we've got to lead with that. We, of course, have to model that and live that out so that we're equipping heirs for what they will ultimately receive. And that requires not only that introspection you're talking about, Gene, a lot of thought, but a lot of prayer too, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Because financial resources can sometimes weave into that sense of identity and security that is really the central place where only Christ should reign. And it's not a one and done kind of laying it at the cross. It's, for many of us, it's a daily, seasonal re-putting our attitudes about wealth and what our role is in relationship with them at the foot of the cross, and asking the Lord to make sure our identity and security firmly grounded in Him.
Yes.
And these resources that we want to take care of during our lifetime and leave to our loved ones are just that catalyst to be used by us to carry out His purposes.
That's really helpful, Gene. And I know you share a couple of questions that can help to shape our thinking in this. And before the first break, I'd love for you to share that first question that folks can start with.
Absolutely. Each heir is created by God with unique strengths and challenges. And so intentional inheritance design starts with asking, how can this inheritance support God's ongoing work in their lives? Instead of equal distribution, I encourage people to aim for purposeful allocation that supports their loved one's pursuit of their God-given potential. Rob, I go back to the study of Henry Blackaby experiencing God all those decades ago. And, you know, let's see where God's working and at work in their lives and design an inheritance that's going to join Him there. I think that's the best place to start.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think it goes back to what you said a moment ago, and that is that money, God's provision to us, is a means to an end, not an end. And so it's this, as you said, this support of where God is taking leading us. And if we see that, then it gives a whole different perspective, I think, to the inheritance we're leaving as we prayerfully consider how much and to whom, and perhaps more importantly, how are we preparing them to steward that wealth? When we come back, we'll continue to unpack this. How do you make those inheritance decisions? Jean McMahon's with us today. She's Executive Vice President of Offerings and Marketing at NCF. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
It's the day after Easter. Many good reasons to be tired. Pastors, church staff, and volunteers, especially if there is a service, but also those who hosted Easter dinners for family and friends in their homes. But now, a new full week is ahead. Does the joy of the resurrection feel new and present today? Well, here's some good news. It is as near right now as it was yesterday or 2,000 years ago. Romans 6:4 holds true. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And that is good news for a tired soul. Grow in your walk with Jesus with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial professional looking to grow your practice while offering advice that aligns with your Christian values? By becoming a certified Kingdom Advisor, you'll gain the biblical wisdom and professional credibility to serve clients who are seeking faith-based financial guidance. Each year, more than 75,000 people search for a certified Kingdom Advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Start your journey today by going to kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7.05 p.m. Central, 8.05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
I'm so glad you're with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, my friend Jean McMahon. She's Executive Vice President of Offerings and Marketing at the National Christian Foundation, helping you be a wise giver as you are entrusted with much, thinking about how do you give it away. But today, we're talking about an intentional inheritance. How do you leave something of great value to your heirs and perhaps think about the impact that that money can have on future generations? And Jean, before the break, you were sharing with us that, you know, really that first question is, how can this inheritance support God's ongoing work in their lives, recognizing that this inheritance is really the fuel in the engine that's going to continue to propel them toward wherever they're already going, which can be a good thing or it can be concerning. And I think that's one of the reasons we need to give great thought and prayer to this. But I'd love for you to share some advice for making these inheritance decisions. How do you do that?
Oh, yeah. It's always good to break it down into pieces and parts, because right, it can be very overwhelming when we're looking at it through decades of time. And so looking at, again, how the Lord's working in their lives right now is the most excellent starting point. And what I found over the years, Rob, is that helping families think in terms of three types of inheritances can help expand their thinking. And, you know, the first one would be the idea of an inheritance to spend, so to speak, resources to provide the training and opportunities, experience and possessions that will help our loved ones live productive and content lives.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the experiences part of that, which can be done, you know, before we pass away in terms of leveraging resources to build into the heirs. But obviously that can happen after as well. And, you know, we want them to live those productive lives, which recognizes, Gene, that depending upon their spiritual or financial maturity, we may determine they're not ready to handle that, to spend that wisely. How do we approach that?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, there's a lot of excellent estate planning trusts and wills and structures we can put in place. But rather than just handing over resources, providing them in a way that encourages, whether it was different types of classes or youth camps or different types of travel, I often say experiences are the soil with which character and learning and wisdom grow. And so being really thoughtful about the types of experiences that could be meaningful to allow your loved one to intersect with God and the world in accordance with the gifts that he's wired within them.
Yeah, and that really leads us to this second type of inheritance that you call an inheritance to shape. What do you mean by that?
Yes, second inheritance is one to shape. So the first inheritance to spend is, again, more your traditional thinking. What are the financial resources they're going to need to be launched in the world? An inheritance to shape is really what we were just speaking about, providing, whether it's mission trips or family retreats or service projects. Or I even worked with a family one year who had a family value of lifelong learning, and they designed a trust, Rob, that would allow each beneficiary to go pursue an area of learning each year. And they would just celebrate that, whether it was learn a new language or learn how to cook or learn how to do AI with greater proficiency. So it's really comes alive. This idea of estate planning and inheritance planning comes alive when we can look at these resources as a way to help our family members flourish in character and values.
Oh, that is so good, Gene. And it just comes back to this idea of intentionality. We can't take a cookie cutter approach. But if we lean into this, perhaps we can do something really unique and special. Take us to that third type of inheritance.
Absolutely. So we have inheritance to spend, an inheritance to shape, and an inheritance to share. We've heard it say, Rob, that, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing, but it's really true. The Lord gives us resources for us to be his hands and feet, to point a world to him, his love and his glory. And so this idea of an inheritance to share that's set aside and funded to help loved ones pursue charitable endeavors, whether it's charitable giving and or service, mission trips and volunteerism. That's how I've designed my own estate plan, actually, right? An inheritance for my children to have to spend, but also a giving fund, a donor advice fund for them to go share their blessings with the world in need in accordance with their passions.
Yeah, I like that. That's well said. So it's this idea that we can really foster spiritual growth, family culture, and also a commitment to bless and serve others in our plans through our estate planning and wealth transfer. All right, Gene, we've got just about 3 minutes left. Let's start to put this into action. And I'd love for you to unpack some of the really practical steps to crafting an intentional inheritance.
Absolutely. Rob, I tell folks there's four key kind of steps to help us, you know, successfully pursue this goal. And one is engage in open dialogue. Be sure we're initiating conversations with family members about values and the desired purposes for stewarding shared family resources. If we're not addressing those heart conditions on what's our role with wealth and what's our opportunity to go serve others, leaving financial resources through a will or a trust without that firm foundation is not an intentional inheritance, Rob.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you talk about open dialogue, Gene, often folks will immediately think, well, how much do I share? Like, do I actually give them the numbers? And what if they're not happy with some of the decisions I've made? How do you counsel givers in that, Gene?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we need to acknowledge it's going to be different for every family, right?
Yeah.
It just genuinely is. But I try to relieve the pressure. You don't have to share the dollars and zeros that are involved in how much. It's more the purpose of the why and the attitude with which we want to receive and steward these blessings. So I try to take that pressure off folks. It might not be the detail on how much is coming and when, but what the opportunities are once received and what we need to do to prepare for those. And, you know, your advisors, I think a second point is you're having faith-aligned advisors is critical. I've been an estate attorney for almost 3 decades now, and it really matters when you're working with clients and clients are working with advisors that share their biblical worldview and that these types of important decisions make sense to them and they're supportive of that. So seeking help from financial and legal professionals to assure that your plan aligns with your Christian worldview is important.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, two steps remaining. Gene, take us into those.
Third, we really need to prepare our heirs. And so providing our beneficiaries with financial literacy education and even right-sized activities during their lifetime to allow them to learn, stumble, pick up the pieces, and learn.
Yep.
I mean, no matter what we do, we need an opportunity to live that out and learn the skills during lifetime before we receive this inheritance. And then finally, I think it's important to use strategic giving and estate planning vehicles. You can wisely use wills and trusts, all these concepts, Rob, transfer in the terms of the provisions you put in those legal documents, donor advice funds, charitable trusts. All of these things can help facilitate ongoing generosity that reflect our commitment to generous living and giving.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, Gene, we're so thankful for this counsel today. Folks, you need to check out ncfgiving.com. Over $21 billion has been granted out to charities since 1982. They have offices nationwide, and they just want to come alongside you to encourage you to be intentional in your giving and your inheritances, and also to help you build that strategy that's right for your family. Again, ncfgiving.com. Gene, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Rob. It's been fun.
That's Gene McMains with the National Christian Foundation. By the way, if you want to read this article in Faithful Steward, become a FaithFi partner at faithfi.com/give. That's faithfi.com/give. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Be right back.
Some would say truth is relative, and to the world, that's right. What the world considers to be truth fluctuates depending on the narrative they're trying to promote. Of course, we know truth is found in Scripture, and it never changes. The documentary, The God Who Speaks, proves the Bible's reliability as the source of real truth and reinforces our belief in it as our firm foundation. Watch it anytime at stream.afa.net. That's stream.afa.net.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often. Yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
A few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you, a partial tax deduction, as well as partial tax-free income. And then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. The number 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open. We're ready for you today. Your calls on anything financial. 800-525-7000. Boy, just great to have Gene McMains with us from the National Christian Foundation. By the way, if you're looking for help with not only your giving strategy or those ministries in a particular area of passion that aligns with God's heart in vetting those ministries, but also really help in crafting your giving plan, including not only donor-advised funds, but complex gifts, the National Christian Foundation can be a great resource. Their gift planning attorneys are really second to none. So if you're looking to give away a business or perhaps a real estate interest, something more complex, they really are fabulous in working with folks to give way beyond what they think they have capacity for by giving assets from their balance sheet versus just cash. That's really where NCF shines. Also, you've probably heard me share, if you listen to this program, just the importance of the donor advised fund as a giving vehicle. Think of it as a charitable checking account. You make the gift to your donor advised fund. You get the immediate tax deduction if you're above the standard deduction, and then you can essentially make recommendations to grant the money out through NCF with a few clicks of the button, as a charitable checking account. And so it's just a great way to be able to give efficiently. Keep in mind, when you make a gift to the DAF, the Donor Advised Fund, you're not getting charitable contribution receipts from ministries all over the place. You could centralize that with just one contribution receipt to your DAF, and that's when you make the gift. So you're no longer getting contributions receipts for each gift individually, which is just a small way to simplify your financial life, especially at tax time. If you'd like to learn more about the National Christian Foundation, you can check them out, ncfgiving.com. That's ncfgiving.com. All right, we're going to dive into your phone calls here in just a moment. Calls are coming in, but we still have some lines open, so you can call right now, 800-525-7000. Before we head to the phones, in the news today, savings rates are still impressive today at many online banks, even though time may be running out. Some online banks are still offering APYs of almost 5% or even a little bit higher. That's, of course, well above the current 2.4% inflation rate. Of course, those rates may require keeping a balance, in some cases as high as $5,000. Also, some financial institutions have started trimming rates by 10 to 15 basis points. Just for reference, 100 basis points is one full percent, 1%. So 10 to 15 basis points would be, you know, about 0.1%. That's signaling, of course, a possible downward trend. Now, why does this matter? Well, because many savers still have funds parked in accounts yielding less than 1%. So moving over to that high yield account could add hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in interest over a year to your savings with no added risk, especially if you're keeping our recommended 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Now, moving to a high yield account is not that difficult to do. I would just start by checking your current annual percentage yield. If it's under 4%, you could consider shopping around for better rates. You can watch for the requirements or the caps. Again, some accounts with the top tier rates could have balance limits or monthly activity requirements. They may even have a location or a membership restriction. Keep in mind that banks can drop their yields whenever they want. So for long-term stability, you may want to look into CDs, but still no reason for you not to be earning an attractive interest rate. Now, here's one final thing, and then we'll head to the phones. More and more of our listeners are wanting their values to line up with their banking relationship. They want to know that they're with a trusted partner that shares their Christian values, and that's why they've turned many of them to Christian Community Credit Union. This is a credit union specifically for believers. And not only do they offer competitive rates and so forth, great banking products, even a cash back on credit cards and other vehicles, but you can know that, first of all, they're not going to give to anything misaligned with Christian values. But even more than that, a percentage of every dollar's worth of profits goes to Christian ministries around the globe. So it really is a relationship that can be trusted and something you can feel good about. If you'd like to learn more, including checking out their rates, which are pretty attractive on their high-yield savings and welcome CD, just go to joinchristiancommunity.com. Again, that's joinchristiancommunity.com. All right, let's dive into the phone calls today. We're going to begin, in Pennsylvania. Hi, Marie. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Rob. I have just a simple question.
Okay.
And that is, I have a little bit of money that I would like to try to invest. I would like know how to invest it online myself. I already have a broker that takes care of my finances, but I just would like to try investing in a little bit on my own.
Yeah, a couple of questions for you, and I love this idea, Marie. There's no reason why you can't do that. What would be the time horizon on this money? How long would it be before you think you might need it?
Oh, I have no timeline on it.
Okay.
Whatsoever.
So you could leave it for 5+ years after you get it invested if you wanted to.
Yes.
Okay.
I could do that.
Great. And what is your age?
I'm 77.
Okay. And are you working? Do you have any earned income?
No, I'm not working. I'm retired.
Okay. Very good. And what approximate amount are we talking about that you want to put to work?
Just $1,000.
$1,000. Okay. Started. Yep. And then would you be adding something to it systematically, or would you just put that one-time investment in?
I would probably just put the one time in, and if I saw it was, gaining a lot, I might add more.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's helpful. Well, let's do this. I'm up against my first break, but this is really helpful information. So when we come back, we'll talk about where you can put this money to get it to work for you. I love the idea that in addition to the money your broker's managing, your advisor, you want to manage some yourself. That's great. We'll tackle that right after the break. Elizabeth, Doreen, coming your way as well. This is Faith and Finance on AFR. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Do you ever feel like your spouse doesn't appreciate your gestures of love? Learn about the different ways people experience and express affection on the next Focus on the Family. Dr. Gary Chapman will share insights about the 5 love languages to help you make the most of your marriage. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt? As followers of Christ, we are called to be good stewards of what God has given us. That's why our trusted partner, Christian Credit Counselors, is here to help. Their debt management program can help you pay off your debt 80% faster while honoring your commitments in full.
take the first step toward financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
As a faithful listener of the Faith and Finance program, you know that there is life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word to meet all your needs. More than anything, FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others see God as your ultimate treasure. As a nonprofit, we're grateful for our partners that help expand our outreach every month with their generosity. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? Please consider becoming a monthly partner by visiting faithfi.com and clicking Give.
Our Weekend with AFA event in October is going to be a chance to meet AFA supporters in person. It will be an opportunity for staff and supporters to share interests and insights face-to-face. I'm sure it will be encouraging for both groups.
You could be a part of our first ever Weekend with AFA, Thursday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 4th in Tupelo, Mississippi. We'll have tours, fellowship, special speakers, and more. Register at afa.net/weekend.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Marie in Pennsylvania. Marie has an advisor managing some money, but she also has about $1,000 that she would like to invest herself and is just wondering how to get started with that. And Marie, given that you've got about $1,000, even if you add something to it, you're probably going to want to be looking at either what are called exchange-traded funds or mutual funds, rather than buying individual stocks, just because, you know, with that amount of money, you know, buying a large company stock will often, you know, you may only buy a couple of shares of a company, and then you're highly concentrated in one company, and that just adds risk. So the ETFs or the mutual funds, think of those like a basket of investments, which even with $1,000 can give you a lot more diversification. Now, let me ask one final question, and then I'll tell you where you might want to go from here. How important is it that your faith be aligned with these investments? Is it really important that you would screen out companies that might support things that are misaligned with your values? And where does that fit into your equation here?
Yes, I would like to, you know, invest in companies that align with my own values.
Okay, great. Yeah, so there's about 13 different asset managers that what we call, when we say asset managers, think of these like mutual fund managers that have mutual funds where they are explicitly seeking companies that are aligned with the values of Christians. So they're kicking out companies that might be in things like alcohol and tobacco, or, you know, somehow connected to pornography, other types of issues that Christians would be not happy with. And then beyond that, they're seeking to invest in companies that are creating human flourishing and loving their neighbors as an added source of what's called alpha, meaning helping the companies perform better in addition to just providing a great product and service. So those would be the companies I would probably look at. You hear many of them on our program here, like Timothy Plan, or, you know, Eventide, or Guidestone, or One Ascent. There's a number of them that would be worth considering. And many of them have what are called share classes that allow you to start with as little as $500. And you could go even lower than that if you're willing to do a systematic, like a monthly investment. It could start as low as $50. So I think those would be great options for you to begin to look at. Are you comfortable using the internet?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let me give you a website that will allow you to download a PDF document that will give you a listing of all of these faith-based investing mutual fund companies, and I think that might be a good place for you to start. If you go to faithandinvesting.com/faithfi, faith F-I. I'll say it one more time, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi, and I'll get you to hold the line when we're done here, and our team can make sure you got the spelling of all of that correctly. But I think that would be a great way for you to begin. You could open an account at Fidelity or Schwab, just a taxable brokerage account. You'll make your deposit of $1,000, and then from that point, once you decide on which of those mutual funds you want to buy from one of those faith-based investing fund families, then you make the investment, and then you just kind of let it do its thing. And take a long-term perspective, and I think that might be a fun way for you to watch it grow over time. You are taking risks, so if the market continues to pull back before it goes higher, you could, you know, see that value decline. Good news is, if you're in it for the long haul, the market always recovers and moves to new highs, at least historically speaking. And if you're with one of those 13 fund families, you'll know that you're aligned with your values. So stay on the line. Our team will make sure that you have that URL, and we appreciate your call today. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Elizabeth. How can I help?
Hi. Yes, I'm 62 years old. I recently became semi-retired and moved to Texas, and currently, I have no retirement savings, but I am about to become completely debt-free with a sale of my house. And I know I need to invest and, like, build up something, especially since I'm, you know, like, have no retirement right now. And I'm looking to diversify, but also looking for some Texas-based biblically responsible companies that maybe I would have, like, a moderate risk level and I could invest in.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I love that you're thinking about building back up your retirement account. Do you have a company sponsored plan at work?
No. I don't have that, anything like that. No.
Okay. So are you currently working or are you retired?
Well, I'm semi-retired. I'm actually, you know, babysitting now.
Gotcha. You know? Okay. So, yeah, no problem. And how much do you have, let's say, per month that you could put toward retirement savings?
Well, like I said, I my house will sell in maybe 3 weeks from now, and then I will have quite a bit. And I might have, like, maybe $400 to $500 a month.
Okay, $500 a month. Let's talk about the house sale. So you're selling a home, and you're not looking to buy anything else. What will be your living situation at that point?
I'm living with my family now.
Okay, and is that a long-term plan, or will you eventually need to some of this money from the sale to buy something else?
For now, it's long-term. If I do find something else, it'll be like something inexpensive. Like, even I would consider a rental or just, you know, something. I'm not looking to buy other real estate.
Okay. Got it. And what do you think you're going to have after any mortgages paid and all the expenses related to selling the property? How much do you think you'll have left over?
I'm hoping to have $95,000 at least.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Yeah, so I think the next step for you would be to connect with an advisor there in Texas. We'd recommend a certified Kingdom advisor, just because here's the reality. This is a lot of money. You want to, you know, really be thoughtful about how you put it to work. We want to get as much of it into a tax-deferred environment as possible. So that's equivalent to what you had with the 401k. Even though you don't have access to a 401k any longer, we could use IRAs and other vehicles, even something called a SEP IRA with you working you know, on your own as an independent contractor, you know, you get a lot higher contribution limits. And if we can get this into a tax deferred environment, at least over time, you know, that would be helpful. And then that person could also help you pick the investments. They could also make sure, if you have the right advisor, that you're aligned with your values, that the investments that are being selected are what you're calling biblically responsible. So basically screened for faith values. So that would be my recommendation here, Elizabeth. I wouldn't try to go it alone unless you, you know, have some significant expertise in this area. So the way you would find an advisor, we recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, CKA. It's the only financial services industry designation for those advisors that have met high standards in character and competence, experience. They've had a pastor and client reference. They've also been trained to bring a biblical perspective of financial decision making to their clients, and they've met the standards to earn CKA. When you look for a certified Kingdom advisor, you can specifically say, I only want a CKA that can offer faith-based investments, and it'll limit the CKAs to those that can provide this type of investment solution. So I would head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Click Find a Professional at the top of the page. God bless you. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
Let's think about what God has done. I would wager that his top news story is still that the free salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ is available to all. I wager that will be the top news story until that salvation is no longer available. You will have made your decision for eternity. He doesn't ask us to do anything he won't, and then he does above what we can possibly do.
Hear Todd Herman on A Disciple's View, weekdays 12 p.m. Central on AFR.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. But here in this final segment of the broadcast today, we always look forward on Mondays to be being joined by our good friend Bob Dahl. Bob is Chief Investment Officer and Chief Executive Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. And boy, Bob, more pressure, more red across the board here today as we start a new trading week. I guess still waiting for some news on any kind of trade deals that might come from negotiations around the world on top of the president sparring with the Fed chair, huh?
Yeah, you nailed it, Rob. It's a red day. Concerns about tariffs and, more importantly, the absence of clarity around them. And then, yes, sparring with the Fed, supposedly an independent arm of the U.S. government, and the president doesn't quite see it that way. So that has investors concerned. We had a nice rally off that low, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and really from the low that day to the high a few days later, the market was up more than 10%.
Yeah.
So in these kind of sell-off phases, you often get reactions like that. Now we're going back and testing those lows slowly but surely.
Bob, I know we talked before, you know, we got into some of this downward pressure as the tariffs became kind of front and center several weeks ago. We talked about how the market was really overvalued and really priced for perfection. Where are we with regard to price earnings ratios now? And even though it was painful, do you feel better about these levels?
You know, so 22.5 PE was our high, Rob. We're at 19.5 now. So we've come down 3 points. That's better than going up 3 points from a valuation standpoint, although it's not very pleasant getting there. 19 times earnings that are uncertain. I think the estimates have to come down once analysts hear more about the first quarter earnings reports and outlooks from managements for the rest of this year. I think there'll be more estimate reductions. So I think the PE, while it says 19.5, is probably a little higher than that. So long-winded way of saying market's still not cheap, Rob.
Yeah, no question about it. Bob, I really appreciated your Dulles deliberations this week as you kind of attempt to define the current state of play, as you put it. So what is that? How are you assessing the situation?
You know, I'm going to use the word uncertainty again, but the more uncertainty and that lasts longer, the more confidence gets eroded. And you're seeing that in consumer confidence and business confidence. We move from unbridled optimism when the president was elected to a more wait and see. And now it's, oh my goodness, I don't know what direction we're going to go. And that, back to what I said before, it becomes self-fulfilling, an economic slowdown. To be fair, the actual statistics, the hard data, have not deteriorated much. It's these softer sentiment surveys that presage a likely decline in some of the hard statistics in the next few months. That's where we are. We need some certainty, and doesn't feel like we're going to get it anytime real soon.
Yeah. Bob, if we were to start to get maybe, let's say, the top four economies of the world, and we start to get some significant movement in these trade deals, do you feel like that's really the key missing piece that would allow us to get back on track and give company CEOs, you know, a little bit more comfort level in continuing to execute on their plans this year?
Yes, sir. The big rally we had, that huge update, was on the back of, you know, we're going to get our arms around this. Now we need to see some action. And, of course, the absence of economic weakness would be another thing that would grab hold of the market. But with these uncertainties, it's really hard to see that anytime soon.
Yeah, very good. All right, Bob, what about the rest of the world as you just kind of assess? I mean, we're watching what's going on here, and even though it's rear view mirror, you know, we're seeing inflation under control. We're seeing jobs holding up. Obviously, we'll pay attention to that as we get more data that, you know, was taken from the period starting with the tariffs forward. But what are you seeing across the globe?
Mixed also, mostly weak. There are spots in Europe that are attempting to do a bit better. There's some blue sky in parts of Japan, a little bit in Latin America. But overall, it's still a global economy that is mediocre at best, Rob, and weakening on the back of these trade uncertainties, which, are, of course, are most prevalent here in the U.S., but they impact the entire world.
All right. Final word, Bob, as you start a new trading week here.
Yeah, remember who's in control. We just celebrated an amazing miracle, the most talked about miracle that has ever happened. And it's you know, look at the calendar. We date everything from that day, and so we know who's in control. We know who's on the throne, and this is all going to end up just fine. We just don't know exactly when and how.
I like it. We'll leave it there, Bob. We appreciate your time as always.
God bless.
All right. That's Bob Dahl. He's CEO and CIO at Crossmark Global Investments. Be sure to sign up for his weekly investment commentary. If you're interested in these topics, it's a must read. You can find out more at crossmarkglobal.com. All right. Let's head back to the phones today as we round out the broadcast. We want to continue to take as many questions as we can today. We've got enough time. We'll perhaps sneak one more in. If you have a question, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. To Doreen in Illinois. Hi, Doreen. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
And just thank you so much for your show. And I know I said this before when I talked to you, but your upbeat voice is just such a blessing to me.
Oh, thank you for saying that. That's very kind.
Do you have time for a short little blessing that happened to me?
You know what? I always love that, but let's get to your question and then we'll finish with that if we have time, because I am getting a little short on time.
Okay. And it is a very short blessing.
Okay.
My question is, I called the AFA Foundation and I wanted to roll over my IRA, and then I didn't realize, no, I couldn't do that. They need a cash gift to begin their charitable gift annuity. So then I thought, okay, I'm confused. I thought you did speak, though, of something else where we can roll over our pre-tax dollars and then they distribute it for us to charitable organizations.
Yeah, not quite that way. So you're talking about two things here. So you got an IRA and you're talking about potentially a charitable gift annuity. Are you 70 and a half or older?
Yes.
Okay. So under the Secure 2.0 Act of 2022, as long as you're 70 or older, you can make a one-time, that's it, you can't do it in future years, but you can make a one-time qualified charitable distribution from an IRA to fund a charitable gift annuity, such as the one offered by AFA. So you would make that one-time gift from your IRA to the CGA, charitable gift annuity, up to $54,000. And then at that point, you could begin to receive a fixed annual income stream for life. And that depends on your age at the time of the gift and the amount of the gift. But let's say, you know, for example, a 75-year-old with a $54,000 charitable gift annuity, you know, you might receive, this is just estimates, they could give you the exact number, but approximately 7% a year, maybe, you know, somewhere around $3,500 a year based on standard rates. And again, that's just kind of gives you a really big ballpark. They would want to give you the specifics. And the payments could begin within a year of funding and are backed by the American Family Association. So, and that's a tax-free transfer. You would also be able to, you know, so you would not recognize that as income, which you normally would when money comes out of your IRA. You could also satisfy your required minimum through that if you had one. And then after you pass, the remaining funds, whatever's left, would go to the American Family Association to support its mission, its culture transforming work to promote Christian values, you know, here in the United States and around the world. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity. But is that what you're looking for?
That's one, yes, I would love to do that. So then I would just need to call them back and set and give them more information.
Yeah, and the language you'll want to use is, I'm interested in doing a qualified charitable distribution from my IRA into an AFA charitable gift annuity. And I can even have my team get your information and pass that along to Riley or Chelsea and have them reach out to you if that's helpful.
Okay. Okay. And then is there, so that is perfect. I only have 14,000, but it's not making any money and I don't need any distribution right now. We don't need it. So I would like it to just sit there. Is that possible?
Yeah. So it would go into the charitable gift annuity and then they would just talk to you about what happens after that. But that certainly could be a great option for you.
Oh, shoot, you're almost done. Mm-hmm. Can I just share my blessing real fast? I was
going
through some old paperwork, and I got the Holy Spirit said, look into this. And I'm like, no, it's just junk paper. And I looked through it, and I found a TIAA CREF account for myself that I only put $1,000 in like 20 years ago, and now it's $4,000, and I would have just thrown that paper away.
Doreen, that's incredible. I love that. Well, that's amazing. Well, I'm so glad you didn't throw that paperwork away, and I think, yeah, that's God's provision unexpectedly, and a good reminder. You know, there's literally billions of dollars in unclaimed retirement accounts out there. So use Doreen's example to keep good accounts and records so you don't have lost money. funds out there you aren't aware of. Thanks for sharing that blessing, Doreen, and thanks for your call and your kind remarks about the program. That's going to do it for us today, folks. Big thanks to my team, Devin and Jim. Also thankful for everybody here at FaithFi, including Sandy, our call screener. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.